Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Michael Alden is here. Michael's a new friend. He's the author of a new book called Making Small Changes, 5% More, Making Small Changes to Achieve Extraordinary Results. That's his second book. His first one was Ask More, Get More. He's the president and CEO of Blue Vase, or maybe Blue Vase Marketing. I'm not sure. Well, I'll have to ask you about that in a minute. And he's our new friend, Michael Alden. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
He's an expert at direct response marketing. Now, is it Blue Vase or Blue Vase?
That's a great question. It is Blue Vase. And you and I were talking about business books earlier. It's,
you know the difference, right, between a vase and a vase?
No, tell me.
Oh, yeah. A vase is less than $100. A vase is more than $100. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah, man. So anyway,
well, at one point, if you just Googled Blue Vase, we were the only thing that comes up short of a couple of blue vases, which is
right.
Great. We came up with the name because there's a great book out there called The Go-Getter, and it was written in the early 1900s about a post-World War I veteran who was trying to get a job, and they put him through the impossible task of getting the blue vase. And in that story, you learn things about how to overcome adversity. You learn about being a pariah. You learn about, you know, pushing through. You learn about loyalty. You learn about honesty. The whole point of that is he's trying to get a blue vase that is virtually impossible to get. His name is Bill Peck. And then the other character in there is, one of his names is Alden Cappy Ricks.
Ah.
My real last name is not Alden, it's actually Shuko, but we decided we're going to go with Alden because it just makes more sense. So that's how we came up with the name Blue Vase Marketing.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, all right, so Michael, let's talk about 5% More. When I saw your book and I thought about and I read some of the things you were talking about, I thought about back when I was was more athletic and when I was involved in some other endeavors where it required me to accomplish some physical things. I remember thinking, setting goals for myself that I didn't think I could make. And then when I made them, I said, well, and even though I was hurting at the time, I said, okay, I'm going to make it a little farther. I'm going to prove that I not only made this goal, I made it a little farther. I wasn't thinking about 5%, but I had that on my mind. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's funny you bring that up. You know, I tell the story all the time. I mean, the whole thing came to me. I was in a spinning class. I'm kind of a big guy. Well, you know, I played college football, the whole thing. I'm in spinning class, and it's a 45-minute class, And towards the end of the class, the instructor who's in the front of the room, who's always trying to keep you motivated, she says, look, these last five minutes, I want you to give me 5% more effort. If you give me 5% more effort, mm-hmm. you're going to burn more calories. Your metabolic rate's going to increase. Your heart rate's going to increase. You're going to burn more calories. When you get off the bike, those same benefits are going to continue to happen. And then she looked at everybody and she said, anybody can do anything 5% more. And I looked around the whole room, and there are people different ages, races, ethnicities. There were a couple pregnant women in the room, and I noticed one thing.
And one of them was kicking your butt, too.
Yeah, the pregnant woman was. And the best part was, Jim, is that everybody gave that effort, and they probably gave more. And I just, every time I tell the story, I even get chills thinking about it. I jumped off that bike. I wrote down 5% more, and I said, man, I wonder what it would look like if we applied this concept to virtually every aspect of one's life. And that ultimately became 5% more.
And in your book, you talk about whether you're doing it for yourself or whether you're doing it for others, either way.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You know, my first book, Ask More, Get More, and I talk about this three different things I talk about, asking more out of yourself, asking more out of others, and then ultimately asking more out of life. You know, so it all really depends on what situation you're in and what you're trying to accomplish. The 5% more, the number doesn't really necessarily mean anything, the number 5%. You know, we do apply that a lot of different things. But it's more about a 5% more mentality like you described in the opening. Just going a little bit further. And the successful people I've met in my life and the successful people that I've studied, they all work. They all seem like they're working an extraordinary amount compared to everyone else. But when you really look at it.
Go ahead.
They're just working a little bit harder than everyone else at the level that they're playing at.
Right. Do you have an actual calculation for 5%, or is 5% just what, you know, meaning what I was talking about earlier? I've made my goal, but I'm gonna push through a little bit farther.
Yeah, I mean, we do look at things like, you know, we look at the spread between first and last in the Olympics with Michael Phelps, or even first and tenth place with Tiger Woods. And we look at, you know, what 5% really does mean to people from a financial standpoint. We look at, you know, things like your 401k, or what does it look like if you're a salesperson? You know, we talk about small business. Mm-hmm. If you're a small business and I said to you, hey, look, would you like to see an increase in your productivity by 5%? So let's say your sales guy, you know, is banging on, you're making 100 phone calls a day. What if we just made 105 a day, and we keep everything else the same, and we don't even improve from there, but we just say, let's just do 105 a day, and we remain static for the rest of the year. Let me show you what that looks like across the entire year. Yeah, and that number itself, that 5% could mean a 40, 50, 60, even a 100% increase in productivity and even revenue, depending on the type of business you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is really measurable and impactful in sales.
Pardon me, I want to
come back to your whatever formula you may have, but if I'm in sales. And my goal, if I'm in business to business, for example, my goal is to have 4 face-to-face presentations a week. Then my 5% more wouldn't be 5%. It'd be 25% more, right? It'd be one more call a week, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know,
when you think of 5%, what you're really thinking of is the next increment, right? The next.
Yeah,
notch.
That's exactly it. I mean, if your number is really that low, I mean, if you're in a business, and I don't care what kind of business, and if you're only trying to talk to 4 people a week, you need to really reevaluate what you're doing. But, you know, I told a story. I spoke to Comcast a couple years ago, their entire sales division, their door-to-door sales division. And I showed them, I got all the numbers from their managers, and I said, what is it, you know, what's their average day look like? What's their average commission? What's their average close rate? And then I showed them, I said, so by the way, they knocked on 50 doors a day, okay? And I said, let me show you what it would look like if you knocked on just 5% more doors a day, which is 2.5 doors a day, and everything else stays the same, which it will mathematically, your close rate and your commission rate and everything else, that will mean to you an increase of $6,250 on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just 2.5 doors a day. That's a small number.
Yep, that's exactly right. Hey, Michael, I need your website, please.
Sure, my website is michael-alden.com. You can just Google Michael Alden. I'm on Instagram, Mike Alden 2012.
And the book is called 5% More, Making Small Changes to Achieve Extraordinary Results. Michael Alden and I will be right back 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Got you back on the show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.